Beaver Show on Q105.
Oh my gosh, that's my new favorite song, Susie. I love that. Sophie Tucker. What was it called again?
Best Friend.
Best Friend? I like that. I guess they're a duo.
Yep.
Where
they are they do from? Like dancey.
New York based musical duo. Sophie Hawley Weld and Tucker Halpern. Best Friend. That's it right there. From FIFA 18 soundtrack, whatever that is. What a cool tune. All right, it's Q105, 811, hanging out with you on a Tuesday. Partly sunny today and not bad with a high of 25. And then tomorrow, cloudy, chance of light rain or snow late in the day. Warmer and a high of 40, and then right back in at 35 on Thursday. It's 17 right now, the cumulus compound. So it's Tuesday, and that means that we have our guest, Dr. D, in studio with us, Dr. Dieter Hickey, Serenity Health and Wellness in Maumee and Perrysburg. So if you have a issue you're working through or you want to give us an update on advice you've gotten in the past, we love those. Call the show or text us, 419-240-1055.
Serenity now! Serenity now!
Hello, Dr. D. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
All right, so do you have a Super Bowl party?
No,
I do sometimes randomly.
Yes, we.
This year
we're gonna go to Brandywine Super Bowl
year
party.
Did you have one last year? Cards at Brandywine, I think.
Okay. Brandywine's having one, and
is that where you're going?
We're gonna go there. Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. $20. You get food, a drink.
That's not bad. We're gonna mooch up people. We're gonna invite ourselves to people's parties.
Nice.
Let's see. You can come to my house. Just a low key family party and plenty of snacks. Oh, and Fireball.
Fireball.
All right, so we want to, I mean, that's a nice invite. Thank you.
Kind of, yeah.
But I don't, if it's just you and your kids watching the game and your big bottle of Fireball, that's really not what we're looking for.
It's kind of what we're looking for, but not enough people. We need some people.
Well, yeah, I want it like a Super Bowl party. Somebody that has, I think it's got to be like 8 or 10 people. You know, that's different people, not like all relatives.
And
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you guys do carts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, all right, let's get right to people's issues. Here we go. Dr. D, I not only dislike living with my roommate after 4 years, I actually hate her at this point.
Oh.
She is selfish, sloppy, dishonest, and annoying. We have over a year left on the lease. What do I do? A year left on the lease. I don't dislike. I hate my roommate after 4 years.
Doesn't sound like conflict mediation is going to work.
Selfish, sloppy, dishonest, annoying. Over a year left on the lease.
Oh,
that's tough. Is she on the lease? Is she on the? If it's just you on the lease, tell her to leave.
Yeah.
And then you get somebody else, find a replacement. You know what I mean?
Usually they're both on it. Yeah.
Are they?
So, you know, this person has two options. Either they have a sit down and talk about the issues and say, I'm unhappy and this is what we need to do to make it work for the next year since we have a year left, and hope that that conversation at least gets you to a civil point where you don't have to hang out and be pals, but you know, at least be able to just live together in somewhat of harmony. Or you just have to bite the bullet and move out and pay your half. I mean, how much is it worth to you to leave?
Yeah, what put a price on your freedom,
right, and happiness. I mean, if you can't work it out with the conversation, then you just, or maybe before you go there, say, hey, you know, I want to move out. I don't want to screw you over. Can you try to find somebody else and I'll pay the lease until you do? Or is 6 months okay? Because they'll probably be able to find somebody else to replace her. So instead of just jumping and saying, I'll give you a year's worth of rent without me living here, maybe have that conversation where you'll pay until she gets a replacement.
So if you break your lease, typically, isn't it you lose your deposit, which is usually a month's rent? And divide that in half.
Yeah.
But then maybe still the monthly that you are still supposed to
pay. You still got to pay monthly until it's over?
Sometimes there's penalties, too, if you break your lease or so.
It can be expensive.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you got to have that conversation.
Conversation.
Good luck with that. Good luck.
There you go. Dr. D, is it weird that I'm overweight, but I'm okay with it? I think I look good. I love my curves. The thing is, all my friends who are much thinner than me still need to lose weight, always talk about how fat and unattractive they are. Is it odd that I like my body, even though a body composition physical will tell me I need to lose 50 pounds? What do you think of that?
Let's see a picture.
Paul.
Oh.
Sorry. In yoga pants?
That's great, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Sure. I think it's great as long as you're healthy. I mean, you know, I have to put that out there. As long as you're healthy and you're getting your physicals and your cholesterol and your blood pressure and everything is okay, because whether you like your figure or not, if you're at an, you know, a weight that's affecting, and there's people that are 30, 50 pounds overweight that don't have indicators or health issues, you
right.
know,
like they have all their toes.
Yeah. The doctor might tell them, you know, that they need to lose some weight, but if you're not in pain, you don't have back pain, your cholesterol and blood pressure and all those things are fine. I think that it's great. I love seeing, do you ever go to either dance competitions or, you know, sometimes even on TV and there's these dance groups and they're like plus size women or something and they're just rocking it and confident and they're in these little outfits and I'm just like, you go. I mean, I wish more people were confident in their body and loving themselves for who they are regardless. So the question is it odd? I don't think it's odd. I think it's great. What's odd to me is when people that don't need to lose weight and are attractive don't have confidence and are consistently putting themselves down. Mm-hmm. You know, that's
a
problem.
She mentions, too, that her friends that are thinner than her, all they talk about is how fat they are and how unattractive they are. Sounds to me like she's got a good health, you know, healthy self-esteem.
Absolutely.
And that's key. You know, as long as you feel good inside your skin.
Yes.
What does it matter? And, yeah. and you're not, like I said, you're not one step away from, you know, obesity or whatever,
no.
where you're going to have big health issues.
Diabetes.
Yes.
Got the diabetes, got the sugars, got the sugar. Anyway, you know what I mean? So I respect this person,
totally.
Whoever this is, and I'm assuming it's a woman. Guys don't really talk about it. I'm overweight and I'm okay with my curves.
I have no choice.
I do want to put advice out there to people that is a little bit disconnected, but don't talk about how overweight you are with people who are more overweight than you. I mean, that happens a lot. It's actually
insensitive.
I don't think you're realizing if you're, I've actually said that to people and I'm not an overweight person, but it would be like you, Susie, saying how fat you are. And I'm like, okay, well,
she does.
I'm 30 pounds more than you. So what does that mean? How do you look at me then? You know, because I didn't think I was overweight, but there are people that are very thin and they're constantly, oh, I need to lose weight, or they're pinching their skin, you know.
Susie, yeah. How's your abs working?
Right.
Working? You working on your abs in 2018?
Yeah, right.
You still got the junk in the trunk?
Yes.
See, that's what she always says.
Yeah.
There's junk in the trunk.
And you could want to be toned, and that's okay. You know
yeah,
your body,
right.
And if you gain 5 pounds and you're thin, but you still gain 5 pounds. But I'm just saying to be a little sensitive to people who weigh more than you, and you're insinuating that you're overweight, they're going to take that personally, and they don't like that. I know that. Because they tell me they don't like that.
Sure.
So just watching that.
All right.
Bit.
So if you want to get on the air with Dr. D, you can call or text me. We got a bunch of texts coming in. 419-240-1055. The next one is about trust.
Uh-oh.
Trust issues with relationships. So we'll come back with that. But first, Denny Schaefer for Dr. Frankel. Yes. Are insurance questions driving you crazy? Dr. Frankel's office takes care of it. That is so nice. They have TVs in every room. No, it's not a sports bar. It's Frankel Dentistry. That's the way they do things. It feels like you're in a spa. They have weekend appointments, weeknight appointments, and all new patients you will get free teeth whitening. Check them out online, johnfrankeldentistry.com. That's johnfrankeldentistry.com. Better yet, become a patient because I said so. No, I suggest it. My family loves it. In Toledo, 419-474-9611, 474-9611. In Maumee, it's 419-893-0221, 893-0221. And when you call Dr. Frankel,